How do we reflect on life and death through art? Adam Romano and Caleb Knowles are two painters who explore that question through their exhibition, Life, Death, at the 109 Gallery at 109 Gordon Street in Chickamauga. The opening reception for the exhibition at the gallery is Saturday, and the exhibition will be on display through July 25th. I spoke with Adam and Caleb. Adam, Caleb, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having us, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Adam, tell us more about this collaboration.
Life, Death is the theme, and that's the name of the exhibit. So, you know, my work deals with death and grief, and I don't want to speak for Caleb, but his work, if you just look at it, it definitely deals with visually the opposite of that. It was really, really exciting to dive into what it means to be human and both factors of that, how you live and really how you die.
How did you two decide to join together for this?
Adam came over to my studio, and we were trying to come up with some ideas that were completely the opposite. And I had mentioned that he does gothic art. I was like, you represent death, I do life. So it worked out perfectly.
Yeah, it really did. You know, I've been looking, I'm new to the area, and Caleb is really one of the very first artists that I met. And collaboration and getting arts to different people, really, really important to me. I wanted to see a space to show my artwork, and I really wanted to do it with someone that has been in this area for longer than me. And because our styles were so interestingly similar, but also pretty different, it worked out really well.
Talk more about the type of art that you create.
Yeah, what I do, it's gothic fine art. I deal with large paintings that right now are ink on canvas. So imagine a white background of a canvas and the ink that's black splattered on it. The theme deals with societal grief, personal grief, and images of death. Kind of in a sad, scary way, but, you know, really uplifting at the same time. My ideal client is into death metal music and punk rock, but they also have an upscale version of themselves where they're not sad, but they're able to tap into some stuff that other people might be a little scared about.
I am on the complete opposite end of that. I come from a background of painters that dive deep in the joy. I don't know if you know Steve Ross, that's Bob Ross's son. He was my art teacher. And Gary Jenkins, who does a bunch of spiritual artwork. That's kind of my background, and I kind of combine that style and created on my own spiritual abstraction genre, create all sorts of wild things featuring nature and life.
How did each of you decide which works to present, and then how did both of you decide how to pair your respective works together?
New Year's, Caleb invited me over to his studio just to paint, and the work that I created was the first in this series. And it kind of came organically from us talking and from us painting together. He was working on one painting, I was working on another one. So all the 13 new paintings that I put together in this for my portion of the painting show are all brand new works painted just for this exhibition. When we got to talking, where are we gonna do this art show? What's it gonna look like? 109 Gallery came up, and we went there and met the gallery owner and looked at the space, and instantly my mind was like, okay, I'm a curator as well, so I organize shows. Caleb does the same as well. So instantly I said, looked at the space and imagined that we can do the same size canvases and have them paired. So each one kind of can be next to each other. And I think Caleb did new work for this show too.
Yeah, I also have 13 new works. It's kind of cool that I haven't seen a lot of his work. Yeah,
me neither. I haven't seen a lot of yours either.
So we're going to actually find out that night how well they pair up together. So it's going to be very unique. It's one of those things, it's kind of like a puzzle, you know, that you kind of have an idea of what that person does, but you don't really see the end result till the end. So
that's what's nice about collaboration.
Yes.
You know.
And then talk more about how this collaboration is coming to 109 Gallery in Chickamauga.
I'm currently the active president of our art league here in Chattanooga. So I have a lot of connections with curators, gallery owners and stuff. And I reached out to Leah Dalton, who's the owner, and I pitched her this idea. She agreed to meet up with me and Adam, and she fell in love with it. It's a blessing because it's a beautiful gallery space. And I mean, it's a perfect mashup.
It really is. Yeah. And the space is really beautiful. There's an entire event happening in Chickamauga the same day. But for our art opening on June 27th at 6 o'clock, I'm going to be live painting. We have two poets. We've invited a couple poets to be there for the opening.
Poets that people who listen to this station would recognize, yeah. Erica Roberts and also Kelly Watts Williams.
Absolutely. We are so excited. So they were able to pair up with us about the work that we do individually and look at the work, look at a couple pieces and create a brand new artistic expression in poetry for the day of the opening. Leah also, who owns the gallery, she's created a visual video to be displayed on a separate wall in the back of the gallery on the opening night. We work together, we work individually, but multimedia and this act of collaboration and bringing the arts together around subjects that we all can connect to in one way or the other was really, I think, a lot of the thesis of why we wanted to do it.
Like you said, it's something that we all can relate to. I mean, we're all currently living, and one day we're all going to die.
Yeah, so. That's right.
Yeah, and our poets, it's real cool. They're going to represent each artist. So Kelly's going to represent Adam and Erica represent myself. There is a little Easter egg that I'm pretty excited. we have one piece that crosses over into the other person's genre. So I'll have one death piece and he'll have one life piece.
And will that also be the first time that each of you see each other's respective pieces?
We've seen like little clippets of it. I haven't seen it in person. Okay. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be very unique in that regards. And
absolutely.
It's going to be a show unlike any other I've been to.
Yeah, it really is. And what's nice about the gallery setting is in the very back of the gallery, there are these tiny rooms mm-hmm. that are made for multimedia art. Tiny rooms, personal rooms. So we didn't expect that. So when we found out that we had these like extra little rooms to play with, beyond what's happening for the scope of the show, each of the rooms we've decorated with our theme. So you get to go in personally and be enveloped. It's like 5 foot by 5 foot. It's a tiny room. One person can fit in there. And you get to see the artwork from each artist dealing with each theme privately in each setting.
The opening will be on Saturday starting at 6 p.m. at 109 Gallery in Chickamauga. For people who want to learn more, where can they go online?
109 Gallery is going to have this exhibition open for an entire month. So if you're interested and you can't make it to the show, you can have a private setting with 109 Gallery and come and see the work. You can see 109gallery.com to learn more about the show. My website is romanogothic.art. My social media page, you can find me @AdamRomano_gothicfineart.
My website is ravenoakart.com, and then my personal like social media is just my name, Caleb Knowles, and art.
All right, Adam, Caleb, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having
us. Yeah, thank you.
Catch all our conversations on Scenic Routes at our website, wutc.org, on the WUTC app, and wherever you get your podcasts.